Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Regression Therapy. I'm Steve Burgess, hypnotherapist and regression specialist, and together with members of my team, we'll be introducing you to the fascinating world of past life regression. In each episode, we'll be discussing the importance of regression therapy, the range of physical, emotional, and spiritual issues it can help with, and sharing some of our clients' stories from the many thousands of regression sessions we've facilitated over the years. We hope you enjoy the ride with us as we explore the power of past life regression.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Regression Therapy. I'm Monique Glover, hypnotherapist and regression specialist, and this is Steve Burgess. And today we have something a little bit different in store for you. We are going to talk a little bit about online sessions and how they work and how effective they are online, and do a little bit of a demo as well too for people that are curious about how this all works online and what it looks like. Right, Steve?
Absolutely. My sort of preamble to this is that my ex-partner, who's a hypnotherapist, reminds me of this regularly. I used to say that you cannot do this job online. You cannot do hypnotherapy online. It cannot be done. And I used to say that having not really done any sessions online. It was a typically ignorant, prejudicial thing to say. Then I started to do one or two sessions online, and they actually started to go very well. And I was rather surprised. I had to do these sessions online because I had clients in Holland, let's say, who were asking for sessions. They couldn't travel. I thought, okay, we'll try this. And then, of course, what happened then when the scandemic started, and everybody's locked down, so nobody can come out to do live sessions. Everybody then moved on to Zoom. So as therapists, naturally, we did the same. And what surprised me more than anything else was how well the sessions started to go. There were no real difficulties as long as we sort of set things up in advance. And my clients got the same powerful benefits and results from our online sessions as they were doing from in-house sessions. As a result of this, I now work exclusively online. So I only work online. Okay, my clients are all around the world anyway, but I love working online, and I now prefer to work online. Now, I know you still see clients in your offices as well as online, but I prefer online sessions. And I actually say that I think they work better because our clients are more relaxed because they're at home. So, I mean, I remember for so many years of my career working from offices, and, you know, my clients would have to fight the way through traffic to get to me. They'd maybe have to sort of drop the kids off or make arrangements for the children to be looked after to get to my office. And then they'd have to find a parking space, and then they'd have to get to my office, and sometimes in quite a tizz. And of course, especially in the first session where they've never met me before, and, you know, they don't know what all this hypnotherapy stuff is about. And, you know, can they trust me? I'm going to ask them to close their eyes and rest back with their eyelids closed within an hour of meeting me. So there can be a lot going through people's heads when this is the first session. That just goes out the window now. People are more relaxed. They're at home. And at the end of the session, they can just turn the laptop off or turn the phone off or whatever and carry on getting on with their lives. So for me, I prefer now online sessions to in-house sessions.
Isn't it amazing how your environment plays such a big role, especially if you're coming to someone with an anxiety state and you're in your home, and the sounds and the smells and the feel of the fabric, it really plays a big impact in your ability to let go and to relax.
Very much so. And of course, as you say, with anxiety, people are already anxious. And then, of course, there's still the myths about hypnosis, that it's some sort of weird experience, which it isn't, as we know. It's completely natural. So that's feeding in. So if we can take away some of that anxiety and make it easier for clients, then it just seems to work so much better. And as long, okay, we've got to make sure we get the technical bits and pieces right. Obviously, we need to see our clients and hear them throughout the session. And what I, as we do with our clients, we ask, we tell them before we do the session that we need to see the upper part of the body and one of the hands. Some people lay down, some people are laying on a bed or a sofa, and they put the camera at the side of them so we can see the upper part. Some people were looking straight on as we are now, and they just put the chair back and they rest back. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that the client can relax, can just let go a little, and we can see what they're doing. And as long as they can hear us, then it just seems to work very well.
Yeah, I think I frequently get asked, is it safe to do online? Well, what happens? What if something happens? And I'll tell clients, the worst thing that can happen is that the internet gets disconnected and then we dial back up and you'll realize that my voice isn't there. And it trance is such a natural state. It's not like, oh my gosh, you know, we're in the middle of like some surgery and I the internet goes out and I left you there. It's like you'll realize I'm not there and you'll open your eyes and reconnect the internet. There's nothing dangerous about that occurring.
Absolutely. I often say to clients, you know, if you don't hear me for a while, or even if there's an emergency at your end, during the session, just gently bring yourself out. And you know, if you've gone quite deep, just count slowly up to five and then open your eyes. So, you know, there's all these myths about hypnosis. People think that it's a sleep or a coma, or as you said, under anesthetic. Nothing like that. It's just a state of relaxation, and it's a focused state of relaxed inner awareness. So, you know, if the internet goes down, well, you just gently come back, or you fall asleep. It can happen.
Have a really good nap.
Have a good nap, yeah. So it's perfectly safe. And now that the past 4 years, as we record this, having done, oh gosh, how many, hundreds, thousands of sessions online, this stuff works, and it works so well. And if it wasn't working well, then we wouldn't be doing it. Simple as. And even with regression, of course, regression, which is a deeper form of therapy, it works just as well as an in-house session. We can still regress into the past in ourselves and release stuff. Yes, people get emotional in sessions. Well, all it means is that instead of them being in an office with us, where at the end of the session we pass them a tissue, they come out of trance at the end and they pick up their own tissue. So, you know, it's just a normal state. If we're releasing emotions, some people get sad, some people, the body releases by making movements. We can see what's happening. We're watching that on screen. And as therapists, we are holding the space for our clients. We can hold the space just as easily online as we can actually in-house.
And I think you've made an important point too about being in control the whole time, and even being able to count yourself out of trance, that you are in control the whole time, that you do remember the experience, that we can't make you say or do anything that you don't want to. Of course, we encourage you to talk with us during the therapeutic process, because it wouldn't really be beneficial for you to necessarily hold back. But if you want to, you absolutely can, that we're not going to force these words out of you, that you are in control of your experience the whole time. So you could lay there and say nothing the whole session, might not be very beneficial to you, but you do have that capability to be in control in that way.
And you can also say something if you need to say something. So, you know, there's an expectation sometimes that when the therapist is talking, I have to be quiet. But I say to many of my clients, at any time, make the session right for you. If you need to say something, say something. If I'm a little bit fast, tell me to slow down. If I'm too loud for you, tell me to be quieter. So, you know, you'll still have the control. And the whole process works so well. So it doesn't matter whether, as we have clients all around the world, we are thousands of miles away from our clients, and the sessions go just as well, if not better, than face-to-face in-house sessions. So we thought what we'd do is we'd just demonstrate just how we do a little bit of trance. And Monique is just going to be a client. Monique and myself, very used to going into trance. We both have therapy ourselves. We're both very keen on working on our emotional baggage, our issues. Not that I have many, but we're used to going into trance. And so what we thought we'd do is I'd just sort of guide Monique into trance as though we're doing a therapy session, demonstrate a little bit of how we get what we call the ideomotor response. And then that will just give you a flavor of how we're doing it online.
Yeah. And I think it's a good thing to note as well, too, if you are listening to the audio only version of this podcast on Spotify or Apple, that we will link the video to this and we won't include the whole trance process, because if you are listening to a podcast while you are driving, it's probably not such a great idea to be guided into trance in this moment. So we will link the video so you can see everything we're talking about. It doesn't really translate well into audio form. If you're ready to watch the demo of Steve guiding me into trance for an online session, head on over to Hypno for All on YouTube. That's Hypno, the number 4, all. And watch episode number 4, Online Therapy. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Adventures in Regression Therapy. For more information about Steve Burgess and his team, check out steveburgesshypnosis.com or connect on Facebook or Instagram. Steve's books, The Power of Past Life Regression and Famous Past Lives, are available through his website and Amazon, and are available as audiobooks through Audible. Free hypnotherapy recordings are available on YouTube on Hypno for All. That's Hypno, the number 4, all.